RTE Brainstorm. Are you stuck in the wrong job? Five signs that it's time to move on. By Catherine Kelly Mason from SETU. Let's face it, we can all have a really bad day in work. But if you find yourself continually and persistently going through rough patches and struggling to remain committed and motivated, then it might be time to look around and do a reconnaissance. Since we devote so much of our precious time to our day job, it is vital to determine whether work-related fatigue stems from being in the wrong career, burnout due to a mismatched role, or caused by an unsuitable work environment. Here are five telltale signs that you might be in the wrong job. 1. Negative impact on your health. Do you dread going to work? Working in a job that negatively affects your health is a major red flag. Research has consistently linked job dissatisfaction, excessive work pressures, and high task demands to various health issues such as sleep disturbances, headaches, and chronic fatigue. These disruptions can negatively affect both physical and mental health, leading to long-term consequences such as cognitive impairment, decreased overall well-being, and coronary heart disease, CHD, which comprises of heart attacks and heart-related deaths. A comprehensive study identified a link between occupational stress and poor heart health outcomes. The study found that employees in highly demanding jobs with limited control over work tasks had a 23% higher chance of developing CHD compared to those with less stressful jobs. Another study found that employees who experienced job pressures and stress had a 27% higher risk of developing clinically diagnosed depression compared to those without job strain. In both studies, the risks remained the same regardless of a worker's gender, age, or social background. Work can make or break you. Research highlights that working in an environment similar to a pressure cooker can blow your chances of stabilizing your physical and mental well-being. Issues such as job strain, limited autonomy, a lack of social support, effort-reward disparities, and job insecurity are significant predictors of common mental disorders and physical health conditions. 2. Are you always thinking about quitting? You're not alone. Are you consistently fantasizing about quitting work? Regular and recurrent thoughts about quitting your job may indicate entrenched dissatisfaction and fundamental unhappiness. Poor pay, zero growth, and feeling unappreciated fuel dissatisfaction, with burnout pushing employees to the edge. Research proves it. When work takes more than it gives, when it's all swings and no roundabouts, and when the downs far outweigh the ups, it's only a matter of time before employees wave bye-bye. 3. When work feels like a bad fit, it probably is. In today's ever-changing work environment, employees are increasingly appraising whether their personal values align with those of their organization. Studies highlight that when there is a disparity known as person-organization, PO, misalignment, employees feel disconnected from their company's core values. As a result, they experience reduced motivation and engagement, leading to poorer productivity levels. If you feel you are a square peg trying to fit into a round hole in your workplace, forcing it in won't make it fit, and it may be time to consider a better match. 4. Work becomes the enemy. A toxic work culture characterized by persistent negativity, bullying, and poor leadership practices can have significant effects on employee well-being and organizational performance. Research found that this is a pervasive issue that exists across various sectors. A toxic work culture doesn't just drain optimism and morale, but triggers stress and stifles productivity. When negativity becomes the norm and the workplace becomes a daily battleground, this could be the push you need to start looking for a way out. 5. Feeling undervalued and underappreciated. In today's highly pressured workplaces, many employees grapple with the emotional impact of feeling undervalued, underrated, and underappreciated. Do you feel invisible at work? Is your voice silenced, ignored, or unheeded? If you answered yes to any of these questions, this may not only affect your morale, but a lack of recognition can result in decreased job satisfaction and motivation. Moreover, feeling underappreciated can erode trust in leadership at every level within an organization and cultivate a culture of resentment and apathy. So, is it time for a change? If your workplace is leaving you feeling anxious, ignored, exhausted, and unfulfilled, and if you are constantly questioning your worth within the organization, it might just be the right time to consider moving on. Feeling underappreciated, trapped in a toxic culture, constantly misaligned with the organization's values, aren't just rough patches to smooth over, but a wake-up call. But not every bad day means you need to quit, and it's important to assess whether the issues are temporary or deeply rooted. Remember, leaving a job without a backup plan can turn career anxiety into a financial disaster. It is always important to have your next move sorted before you hand in that letter of resignation, because a bold exit, or revenge quitting, won't pay the bills. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland, and Chagosk.